It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. What a pleasure. We have Band of Horses here today. Welcome, guys. We have Ben, Creighton, and Tyler in the room with us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks.
It's really exciting to have you. And you were kind enough to let us come by and get a preview of Mirage Rock in the studio and whet our appetite. And it's finally out now. Let's talk about, you know, when you approach this album, I'm going to assume you were looking for a more organic kind of live feel. Was that the case?
Yeah, we didn't really know at first. We had a lot of material to choose from, and a lot of it was some of the more, like, I don't know, dreamy stuff that we tend to do as well. And we didn't know what even the material would be, much less how to go about recording it. Once we got in touch with Glenn Johns about possibly producing it, that kind of seemed to be the direction we should head in. The last one, we did so many overdubs and used so much technology. This would be a cool challenge to strip it all down and almost even cherry pick the material based on what he was kind of feeling and just have a fun time machine art project.
Well, and mentioning Glenn Johns, you know, he tends to be a real song first vibe kind of producer, and everything I've read about your experience with him was that was inherently the case, that it was, let's get the vibe on these songs right, and the songs will become.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We had us sit, you know, we'd start out early in the morning and just with the song at its most basic, you know, we'd start out with an acoustic guitar, a couple of acoustic guitars, and the vocals, and that is the song, really. I mean, that's the song that you're coming with, and whatever you add on top can take it in whatever direction you want to go in. But he really wanted to have the essence of the song, and then, you know, we go in the main live room and just start building it and turning it into what it became at the end.
Absolutely.
But he did largely want to either work in or affect an analog sound on this album too, right?
Yes, he wanted to go about it with, you know, almost displaying the aspect of the human performance, you know, and if there is something that's maybe uncomfortable about your performance to you, that's beside the point. The point is we're catching a vibe here. So we had to embrace that after taking it in a different direction on the last album. So there was some growing pains involved, at least for me.
Now, when you take a strong turn, I guess, because obviously there's a craft to the way you made the preceding album, Infinite Arms. You really used technology, you used the studio, you worked, you know, probably as hard or if not harder in capturing all that. How do you, in the studio, because this, I imagine, wasn't done in pre-production or rehearsals, you went into the studio and said, we now have to acclimate. Did that add to the songs, you know, in terms of how they ended up being manifest on the record?
Yes. I mean, absolutely. Seat of the pants, completely, almost unnervingly so. I mean, we came from this method of doing things. The inner dialogue was our producer on the last record. So to just say, okay, you know what the chords are, obviously, go in there and just start doing it, and you have to sing and play at the same time, and you're going to learn a whole new drum pattern, Creighton, that you've never played before on any record.
Yeah.
And Tyler, you can't use any effects. You're going to take your guitar and plug it straight into your amplifier, and that is our sound. So it was a step back in a different direction for all of us, I think. But he really nurtured everyone through the process. It wasn't like, it's my way or the highway. It was, you guys can do this. You've played long enough together, and we're going to embrace this raw sound of yours and see where we take it.
Listen to the motor. Getting louder as we go, one way over another, gonna make it back home. Uh-uh. Mountains to the water, chewing up the scenery. Fog, it only hovers over the blinding sunbeam. What it does, traveling the open road. traveling the open road. Oh. Now she's talking dirty, I keep there in a hurry and see. But you don't have to worry, a secret little birdie told me. Keeping things in motion, baby, keep on running for me. Only static on the radio, I'm picking up speed. Hear me out, mama, well, I don't mean for you to weep. Get back to you tomorrow. Don't you lose sleep. This is what it does, traveling the open road. Oh. Hey, it's 9:30, my vision's getting blurry and weak. They're in a hurry, but the police are following me. Keep it in perspective, babe. Come and visit and free me. Canine unit on the interstate, Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah.
Played with a bunch of no names, haven't you? You know, you've been out
Pearl
Jam, really Foo Fighters, Kings of Leon, and most recently you did some dates with My Morning Jacket.
Oh yeah.
And I understand that obviously when you're touring with all of those aforementioned bands, you know, there's going to be inspiration and life lessons and camaraderie that builds. But I guess that you guys really did have a good vibe with My Morning Jacket and started to really feel something there.
It's incredible. It was one of the best touring experiences I've ever been a part of.
Absolutely.
The camaraderie was so thick that it almost seemed like it was all set up to finally get to this point. I even realized that Jim and Patrick and myself were all born within like 3 days of each other.
There you go.
It's like we're all born under the same moon, even, you know. Not to get too hippy-dippy about it, but it was so easy to hang. You know, we all have a very surprisingly positive outlook, even though we've been doing this for so long. There's that lack of just grumpy vibe that it's easy to get crusty in this business when you're traveling.
Yeah.
You know, not the music part, but the traveling part. The fact that they're so inspired and so down to earth, and I feel like we hopefully have that same vibe. It was just so perfectly gelled together, the entire package, and every day getting to see each other, and then almost to a dangerous point where it's like, oh God, if I text Patrick, he's going to be in my hotel room until 5 o'clock in the morning, and the minibar's gone, and
oh, those minibars will kill the expenses. Your per diem goes out the door,
even
man.
Even just gabbing about listening to bands, we're all such music nerds that we could just nerd out on all the bands we love and play jukebox for 5 hours, you know.
But that's a fertile ground, I'm sure, for inspiration, for songwriting, and for performing and the whole sphere of what you're doing. We were talking about the publicity angles and everything that comes into the business thing. I'm sure, you know, especially touring, you know, you talk about a Pearl Jam. Well, there's no scope of touring that they haven't mastered.
Right.
So when you're on the road with these kind of acts, I'm sure that you do pick up some tips too.
You know? Yeah. And surprisingly, when you see that people aren't grumpy, that they've been doing this for so long, and they really just thrive on the fact that every day isn't...
They won, you know, like I always equate it to you, we've beaten the system, even at our level of what we do. It's like, we play music for a living, you know, and Eddie and Pearl Jam have been doing it for so long, and like tying into what you're saying, like, it's not tiring to them. They find that the magic is still there in doing what they do, and they love it, you know?
There's aspects of it that terrify me. Meet and greet stuff.
Yeah.
And the sound check parties now where it's like even your sound check can't be sacred. You know, you have to invite. And I understand all that. People want a handshake and a face to put with things. Even radio, you got to bring it to them.
Right, right.
This song is called Cigarettes, Wedding Band.
I've read that Bill and you, Ben, wrote Knock Knock, and it almost became like your internal sports anthem. Like, you know what, we got a song that they can play at halftime now.
Exactly, yeah. I'm thinking the college football national championship, man, Georgia Bulldogs versus some, probably another SEC team, but we won't get into that.
Especially with a Big Ten guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say that out loud. So, I'm thinking this is my chance for a montage jam. You know, they pick some wild ones sometimes. You get the country stuff is kind of cool, and then, you know, the modern rock stuff. Why not have, Eyes Down rock and roll Band of Horses song? So we're lobbying.
Well, now, there's another that just incurs another thing. How does it feel to have CeeLo cover one of your songs?
Man, I still don't believe that actually happened. You remind me of that, and I can't really believe it. I remember the phone call coming from our manager saying, dude, we've got some great news. Like, CeeLo is covering No One's Gonna Love You for his album. And this is right around the time that the big single came out. The F with the U thing.
Right.
And
what does that stand for?
Okay.
That was huge. That was so huge. And I could not believe it. I mean, so honored that anyone would take the time to cover us. When it's somebody like that who's got so much soul and just so, like, coming from a different area as well, man, it's just, it's unfathomable. It's been a long series of pinch me moments from 2004 to now, and that's a great one for me.
Well, you also mentioned imagery, and photography has always been, you know, I'm holding the book that you had put out. Photography's always been a big part. You want to have both the band's images and other images associated with it. Talk about your photographer that you consider a member of the band and
Absolutely.
How much it matters to you.
Yeah, Christopher Wilson and I, we've been piggybacking jobs from cafes. You know, he'll have a waiting gig and I get to be the dishwasher because, you know, when we moved to different towns together, when I got this gig or whatever to do Band of Horses, I'm like, we should do this together, you know? And he had just started getting into photography, and sure enough, he started that marriage of the visual side and our obvious the music side coming together and being a cohesive thing, and being lovers of the album as an art form. The visual aspect is it's a big thing. Obviously, we're all record nerds, and we want to open up the double gatefold and see who produced it and who played on what and all that stuff, but I think it's really cool not only that he's also part of our family and adds to that familial vibe we have, but he's incredibly talented. He's grown with his work just as we have throughout the years and pushed himself in different directions. And we give the person that likes Band of Horses a complete package, I think. This next song is called Slow, Cruel Hands of Time.
Fighting of time, getting stuck in my mind is a boat and roll. And 2 hours later, back in my neighborhood where everything just stalled, it still looks the same. They remember my name, stepping in for a cup full. There's a big city man I used to rumble with back in high school. The slow, cruel hand of time turn you into molten lava. Oh my, a place on the ride you can stop for a while, look out for the policeman. No street lamps, only 3 buildings, and one of them's vacant. It's taking all day, the pack's feeling heavy, and soon the night. Backwards down the mountain, the axle is grinding, pulling to the wrong drive. The sky is in. Yeah. fall. Slow climb, the hard fall. Sometimes I don't want it at all. I've done this so long. It's something I ought to know. Trapped for a moment, the sheriff's department got the wrong guy. The town's revealed below. Visible wind through the fog. Slow, cruel hands of time turning you back into a child.
Well, it's been great to have you guys come in, and you know, we're really just rooting for you, and we can't wait for, you know, the return on many levels. I've already put the hook in your mouth on one idea a year down the road. Don't think I won't, you know what we talked about. Don't think I won't follow up on my end of the deal.
There's some mystery right there.
That's right. Good. We're not going to reveal the mystery as to, there's a couple of elements to that, but we're gonna leave that intact. That's our little family secret that they will learn soon enough. But I want to thank you guys for coming out, and we wish you nothing but the best. The album is Mirage Rock. The band is Band of Horses. Thanks, guys, for coming to KCSO.
Thank you, Scott. You're the best, man.
You got it. Thanks.
Woo.